Okay, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And any ladies that may be listening. How are we?
Fine. Same girl.
Good. Okay. Okay, so we are still learning Psachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, 101b. Brief recap, we had the Machlokas, Rav Chisda holds, he makes a distinction when you have to make a bracha or not, depending on what type of food you're eating. If you're eating the type of food that Devarim had to unim bracha la'acharim b'mekomam, things which require the after bracha to be made in their place, then even if you move to a different location, you're still in the middle of a kavias, you're in the middle of a meal. So the kiva kamahadar, you're just returning back to that original kvias, and you can just carry on eating without a bracha. But if you ate devarim she'ein tu'anim bracha acharim b'mekomam, things which don't require the after bracha to be said in their place, then as soon as you stand up, zuhi gemar sudasi, that's the end of your meal, and then if you move to a different location, you have to make a new bracha. And then we saw Rav Shesha said, echad zev, echad zev, tzarech levarich, you always need to make a new bracha. Which means, according to Rav Sheshes, that even if you just walk out the door, someone calls you, a friend knocks the door, and you walk outside to go and see him, you're out there, for a few seconds, and you walk back in, you need to make a new bracha. Yeah, so he would hold you, you always need to make a new bracha. Okay.
A question, which is somewhat, what happens, you have to go to the bathroom.
If the bathroom is in the same house, then we saw that mimakim lemakim b'bayis echad, from one place to another place in the same house, that's not called a shinui makim. That's considered not a change of place. It's only mibayis lebayis, from one house to the other house.
But this question, we go to bathroom without food. I believe it's if you move from house to house with continued eating.
No. Remember, we this doesn't mean that you're carrying a packed lunch with you.
It means you leave the...
You leave. Yeah, either you had what lunch, you had your food with you, or you didn't have your food with you. If you're going mibayis labayis, it's called a shinui, it's called a change. If you're going mimakim lemakim, from place to place, then that's not called a change. Yeah, bias labias doesn't mean dafka, specifically bias labias. It can also be from inside the house to outside the house as well. Okay. Now, we saw the Gemara introduced a kasha on one of the opinions. The kasha was based on a group of people, like ourselves, who were sitting down to drink. B'nei chabur shehayu mesubin lishtois. They were sitting down, they were drinking, va'akru raglehim, and then they uprooted themselves from the place to go and greet a chasan and kala. Okay? So the Gemara says, the halacha is that before they leave, they have to make a bracha, and when they come back, they need to make a new bracha. I'm very sorry. Before they leave, they don't need to make a bracha. When they come back, they do not need to make a new bracha. Now, what do we see from here? We see, right, the Gemara infers from the fact that it says they uprooted themselves, it must mean they were in the middle of a meal. A drinking meal, which is they were drinking wine. When you drink wine, there's a kvias, there's a fixedness to drinking wine together. Okay, so we see, seeing as they're drinking wine together, it's one of the things Devarim had to unim bracha la'acharim b'mekomam, that's why they don't need to make a new bracha. What does this look like? Looks just like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, who said that as long as you're eating the things which require the after bracha to be set in place, then you don't need to make a new bracha when you move. And that's why, even though these people, they left in the middle of a meal to go and greet a chasan and kala, they don't need to make an after bracha, they don't need to make a new bracha when they come back. However, the Gemara The Gemara qualifies that this case is not just a simple case that they all left to go and greet the Chasan and Kala. The case of the Gemara was actually that they left behind a Zakein or a Chayla. They left behind an elderly person or a sick person. Okay? And that person was babysitting the table for them. Says the Gemara, that's why they don't require a new bracha. The reason why they're not required to make a after bracha when they leave and a new bracha when they come back is because they left someone behind babysitting the table. They still have a kvias. They're coming back for that person. But if they would not...
They left them on there on purpose?
No, not necessarily. Someone is still sitting there. The fact that someone is still sitting there, they're not going to leave their friend.
No, if they left, for example, their mother-in-law behind, maybe.
If they left their mother-in-law behind, yeah, could be. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Not just a person.
Yeah, I agree. Someone's possibly, mother-in-law, if you're listening, I don't agree.
Someone dependent on them, if they have
means they are not unrooted completely.
It means that they did not uproot themselves entirely. Although they left, they didn't uproot themselves entirely. Their mind is still on it. However, we see from here, it's because people were left behind. Not because of the wine. Wine alone isn't reason enough. Because there are people, there's a zakin or a chayla. But wine itself, the fact they were in the middle of a wine meal, that wouldn't be enough. This brisa now is a proof to Rav Sheshes. Because Rav Sheshes says, doesn't make a difference what you're eating. You always need to make a new bracha. This is what we're saying. Doesn't make a difference what you're eating. Even if you drink wine, which should be a kvias, you still have to make a new bracha. Unless you left a zakah and a chayla. But if there's no zakah and a chayla, then you've got to make a new bracha. This is a proof for Rav Sheshes. And therefore, mimela, a kasha on a problem for Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda who says, it makes a difference what you're eating. Here we see, it doesn't make a difference what you're eating. The difference is, zakah nechayla. If you left someone behind, babysitting the table, then you can carry on. If you didn't, then you're starting a new meal when you come back. Regardless of what you're eating.
It means you alone or not, it's make a difference.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're, say, at a wedding, and in the middle of eating, they say, they're going to daven mincha. Everyone disappears to daven mincha, then they come back. Now what?
There's usually a few people that stay behind there. So according to, in this setup, according to this brisa, then the fact that people are left behind, regardless of the fact that you washed, you still are going to return back and you don't need to make a new bracha. However, according to this opinion here, if you would leave and everyone would leave to go daven mincha, even though you were in the middle of a bread meal, you still need to make a new bracha. The only thing that's going to save you is the fact that there's a zakin or a chayla, according to this.
Room. You're going from the social hall to the library.
Okay, so again, you can answer that already. We've already answered this question many times. This is only when you're going from bias to bias, from one house to another house, or from inside the house to outside the house, or inside the shul to outside the shul. But under one roof, then you never need to make a new bracha.
But you would have to bench by before you left if you have time.
Possibly.
The only time I've seen people move to daven mincha is if they're having like a wedding party.
How I understood his question was obviously how I understood
they move into the house.
Into the house. Okay, fine. How I understood his question was obviously if it's just from there to here, then that's not a question at all. You never can have to make a new bracha. I understood that Mr. Steinberg was obviously asking the question that you're going from the wedding hall to synagogue down the road.
Oh, that's a different story.
No, that's the story. That is the story.
Because you'd have to.
That's the only story.
You have to bench.
No, that's the thing. If you leave people behind, you don't need to bench.
If you leave people behind.
If there's no one left behind, you need to bench. According to this brisa, you need to bench. According to how we're understanding the brisa, you need to bench. Because even though you're eating bread, it doesn't matter. This is a proof for Rav Sheshes and a kasha, a problem for Rav Chisda. Okay? Yes?
Yeah.
Good? Great. So if we look, last line of the Gemara on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, the last line says, kasha la Rav Chisda. This is a kasha for Rav Chisda. This is a problem for Rav Chisda.
Problem.
This is a problem. Now, remember, what are we doing? We're trying to find out how to paskin. We've got a machlekas between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Yeah? How do we paskin? So we see now, it looks like we've got a brisa which supports Rav Sheshes. Yeah? So we should paskin like Rav Sheshes. Unless we can answer this question on Rav Chisda. So let's see what the Gemara does. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Tana Akiris, who is the person who taught this brisa about Akiris? Akiris means uprooting, right? Remember our brisa was, you had people that were sitting down on a meal, and then they were Akru Raglehem, they uprooted themselves to go to a thing. Who was it that taught this thing about Akiris, this thing about uprooting themselves? Rabbi Yehuda. This was Rabbi Yehuda. This was Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda was the one who taught this. De Tanya. And now we're going to show how we see how it is Rabbi Yehuda. De Tanya, as the Braisa teaches, Chaverim. Now you'll recognize this Braisa here. Chaverim Shahayu Musubim. People, friends who were sitting down, they were leaning. Va'akru Raglehem Leilech Lebeis HaKnesses. They uprooted themselves to go to Shul, or Lebeis HaMedrash, or to the study hall. Right, a very similar case to our case of the wedding. Kishen Yotzin ain't to unin bracha lemafreya. When they go out, they don't require a new bracha to make a after bracha. Kishen Chayzrin ain't to unin bracha lechatzchila. When they come back, they don't need to make a new bracha. Omar Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, b'med varim amurim. What are we talking about over here? In which case are we saying that you don't need to make a new bracha? Bizman she'enichu sham miktas chaverim, in a time where they left there a few of their friends. Aval lo yenichu sham miktas chaverim, but if they did not leave some of their friends, kishehen yotzin, when they go out, to unin bracha lemafreya, they do indeed require an after bracha, ukshen chayzrin to unin bracha lechatchila, and when they come back, they need to make a new bracha. Ella, rather, timer. So what's the reason that they don't need to make a
because of their neka.
Second. Okay, so what do we see from here? That this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, Akiris, that you akru regleim, yet if they left someone behind, then they're okay. Rather, what do we see? It must be that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no distinction about what you're eating. Now, what's something important to note about Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Something important to note is that Rabbi Yehuda is a minority opinion, right? This is a minority opinion that Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he qualifies, says Rabbi Yehuda, what's the case where they don't need to make a new bracha? The case is because they left their friends behind. But if they didn't leave their friends behind, then, right, this qualification is according to Rabbi Yehuda. What would the Rabbanan say about this? What would Chachamim say about this? The Rabbanan would say, forget that qualification, Rabbi Yehuda.
Because minority?
This is a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda is the person who has this. It's not Rabbanan. Rabbanan don't say this. This is Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbanan.
Rabbi Yehuda is one rabbi.
But what is different?
Where we always follow the majority.
It means here some make...
It was a minority opinion.
Can be ignored.
It was a minority opinion. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with the Rabbanan. But he was a minority opinion. We don't have to follow a minority opinion. So this is how Rav Chisda is going to answer the question. Rav Chisda is going to say, you can't bring a kasha about this. You can't bring a contradiction to me from this brisa. This brisa is talking about Akiris. Who was the one who taught us about Akiris? That was Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Rabbanan. So I'm going like the Rabbanan. I can go like the Rabbanan. You can't bring me a brisa like a minority opinion. Or you can, but it's not going to be a problem for me. Okay? So what do we see from here? So far, we have one potential support of Rav Sheshes and problem for Rav Chisda, but then we answered it. Okay? Now we're back to square one. How do we paskin then? Right? We wanted to suggest that there was a support of Rav Sheshes or a kasha on Rav Chisda, and now we answered that up. By the way, now that we've answered that up, it was going to be a kasha on Rav Chisda. Now we're going to switch it around. It should actually be a kasha now on Rav Sheshes. Right? Because from this, we're inferring that the Rabbanan hold that you do need to make a bracha. Rav Sheshes says you never need to make any bracha. Yeah? This brisa here was going to prove to us that the halacha is you don't need to make a new bracha.
If you
do need to make a new bracha. You need to make a new bracha unless you left someone behind. But for our question of just distinguishing between which types of food, you don't need to make a new bracha. This is saying that you don't need to make a new bracha. Now we're saying that's just Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan say you do need to make a new bracha. So it seems, from the answer to this question, seems that that would now, right, it was going to be a kasha on Rav Chisda, now it's a support to Rav Chisda. Yeah, the fact that it's a support to Rav Chisda should actually switch round and be a kasha to Rav Sheshes. But the thing to note is that the Gemara doesn't ask this now. Ah, Rav Sheshes, what do you do about this now? The Gemara doesn't deal with that. That's a very interesting point to note.
But somebody left to go to outside, and there are some people still here. He come back. You don't need to say anything.
Yeah.
But if people who are left gone, he back home, back here, there are no anybody here.
It's a good question, because what you're asking is, you're asking what is the reason why when they leave people behind, they don't need to make a new bracha.
Because there's a
hakira. You know what a hakira is?
No.
A hakira is a sort of analysis, a technical analysis where we can see it could either be this way or it could be this way, and there's going to be a significant nafgamina. Practical difference. Yeah, so the chakira is like this. Yeah, the chakira is, when you leave someone behind, what is the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, you don't need to make a new bracha when you come back. Okay. Now, what's the reason why you don't need to make a new bracha? Do we say, because there are people here? There are people here. So as soon as you come back, you're just going to step straight back into it, because there are people here. Or do we say, that is because your mind is still there, because I'm planning on coming back to the people, right? Because my mind is still planning on coming back, okay? Meaning, is it dependent on the people that are there, or is it dependent on me? Now, if we say it's dependent on the people that are there, then what happens if when I left, this is your question, this is where the nafkamina, the practical difference would be. When I left, there were people there. And they planned, our plan was, we're coming back in half an hour, wait for us. Right? But then, when I came back after half an hour, they were gone.
Not possible.
It's possible.
Not possible.
Why not possible?
Because the people you're talking about are zaken or home, and they can't go by themselves. They need help.
No, this is not. This brisa doesn't. This brisa, the original brisa was. No, but the one where Rabbi Yehuda teaches, he says, miktas chavireim, they left some of their friends.
Right. Okay.
he left to keep a cope to
that was Zaken and Chayla might have been because it's a wedding and they weren't going to dance, but this was they went to shul, they went to daven. Okay. So it's not specifically Zaken and Chayla. That I think we already established last week. So when I left, they were there and they were planning on staying. When I came back, by the time I came back, they were already gone. So if we say it's just the fact that people are there, I just can slip straight back into my meal because there are people that are still there. Then they're gone, so I can't slip back into my meal. They've already gone.
What to do?
So then it could be that you'd have to make a new bracha. However, if we say it depends on my mind, what's in my mind, when I leave, I was planning on coming back because I already made an arrangement with these people. Doesn't matter that they left. Yeah, according to that. You see this? You see, this is an amazing chakira. This is a classic chakira, a classic way of analyzing the case. What is the mechanism behind when you leave miktas chaverim, you leave some of your friends behind, leave a zaken and chayla? What's the mechanism? Do we say the mechanism is because there are people here at the table, I'm just going to come and sit back down into this meal? Or do we say that in my mind, when I leave, I'm planning on coming back? So that's going to be a big difference. Where if they're not here, so if in my mind they were going to be, it doesn't matter. So it was in my mind, so I can still carry on the meal. But if it's dependent on people sitting around the table, now they're gone. So I would need to make a new bracha.
Of course, this is a situation that kind of is my mind to work. But this is a good example about kids as left. It means you are going to go back because of different reason. And this is, even there is no people, you still believe somebody is still here. It's the reason why you're back. If nobody here, why not to go back?
It means you haven't totally left, if you got in your mind.
It could be.
It means
you're saying it could be that it depends on das. Depends on your intention.
I'm saying
there's another tzad. There's another side. The other side could be it doesn't depend on intention at all. It depends on are people sitting down at the table. When I sit back down, am I continuing the meal or not?
If
there's no one around the table, even though I had in mind there are kids, of course I've got to take care of kids, you know. Even though they're running around running their house, but I still got to come and take. Yeah, but there's no one sitting at the table.
Okay, it means it's going to be different.
There's
a difference in
yesterday I went round. I went to go and get another. My son was saying to me, "Come and Tati, come and sit at my table. I want you to sit at my table." I was like, "I'd like to sit with the adults." And think, no, I never sit. Okay, come sit. Fine. So I sat next to him. And there was a whole table full of kids. And then I went to go and get some more food. I came out, no one was there. Okay, the kids are running around. They're around.
Of course.
But they're gone. So I felt, coming back to that table, I felt like a stranger, just now starting a new meal, like by myself. So it could be. I was planning on coming back to round the table. But there weren't anyone. So if it depends on das, then I still got my das. But if it's the metzias, the facts, people sitting around the table, then
not. Psychology is a completely different thing. If you come back, there are the same people to speak and eating, because this is one thing. If you come back, there is no anybody. It looks like start something new.
Yeah. Okay, this is the chakira. You hear? It could be this way, it could be that way. I don't know. I don't know what the halacha would be in that case. It's a very interesting question. I don't know what the halacha would be in that case. Okay.
How about we go from house to house? Sukkah, this is another house?
That's considered outside the house, yeah.
Outside. It means if you go from shul to
from shul to the sukkah, yeah. That's
and
called
back, it means there is two.
That's
different.
Called a shinei makom. That's a change of place. So therefore, certainly, yeah, if you would be just drinking water, something which isn't davar she'ein to on bracha l'achal rein b'kayman, something which doesn't require the after bracha being made in the place, then when you go from the sukkah to the shul, you have to make a new bracha on your water.
It means the same as at home. If you soak outside your home,
yeah,
you
same
go
thing.
Back and forth, and this is
yeah. Even in Eretz Israel, even in Israel, where the sukkah is on the mirpeset, is out on the balcony, There's talk on among the poskim about whether you need to make a new bracha in Israel. Going from inside the house to the cheder madrigot, to the stairwell, to like the stair, that's a public, you know, public space. It's not your space. So just in the same building doesn't necessarily. If it's an apartment building, yeah, an apartment building. This is the question. An apartment building, is that considered bias le bias, or is it considered makom le makom? Yeah. How we come out practically is that we consider an apartment building as bias le bias, even though it's all under one roof, it's still considered from house to house.
It means there is different apartments. I say building. If you go to France, it means it looks the same as go outside.
It's the same as going outside. Yeah.
But practically speaking, there is always. If you live in an apartment.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So again, at this point, we had an attempted support for Rav Sheshes and Kasha and Rav Chisda. Now we switched it around and we said, no, it's not a problem for Rav Chisda. This was only a minority opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, argues on the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would say, even if you didn't leave someone behind, yeah, you still would not be required to make a new bracha if you're in the middle of a meal, in the middle of a bread meal or wine meal. Okay? Good. So how do we paskin? We don't know. We still don't know. We still don't know. We wanted to try to shoot Rav Chisda out of the water. Rav Chisda bounced back. Okay? Ella, yeah, so this is the last word of the line, about 8 or 9 lines down. Last word of the line, Ella, rather, right now that we've qualified that's Rabbi Yehuda's individual minority opinion, right, what is the opinion of the Rabbanan then? Ella, Taima, what's the reason why you don't need to make a bracha? Devarim hatu'un bracha lacharim b'mkayman. That because you are partaking of something which the after bracha is required to be set in the place. The kashen yotzin ain't to una bracha lamafreya. That when they leave, they don't need to make an after bracha. Kashen chayzrin ain't to una bracha lamachatchila. When they come back, they don't need to make a new bracha. Aval, however, devarim she ain't to una bracha lacharim b'mkayman. Things which do not require the after bracha but to be set in their place. Afilu l'rabbanan, even according to rabbanan, kashen yotzin to una bracha lamafreya. When you leave, you need to make a new bracha. Kshein chayzrin, when you come back, to unin bracha lechatchila, you need to make a new bracha. Second. Now we can skip down. Let's just skip down. This is 7 lines up from the bottom of the page. Okay. You see it? Tanya. Three lines from the end. Tanya. Tanya means a brisa. Kvase de Rav Chisda, a brisa which is in support of Rav Chisda. Tanya kvase de Rav Chisda. Chaverim shahayu mesubim lishtos yayin. Friends which were sitting down, they were leaning to drink wine. Va'okru raglehem, and they uprooted themselves. Va'chazru, and then they came back. Ein tzrichim levarich. They don't need to make a new bracha. And there, this brisa is very similar to the brisa that we saw previously. People that were sitting down, they were drinking wine, and they went to go and visit Chasan and Kala. Difference is that over here, we don't have the qualification of Zakei Nechola. We say very simply, a brisa says that friends that were sitting down, they were drinking wine, they left, they don't need to make any bracha when they come back. This is a brisa which is in support of Rav Chisda. Okay? look after this, there's nothing. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, mimela. You know what mimela means? Mimela means automatically, sort of automatically. The fact that we have a brisa which is in support of Rav Chisda is automatically, is mimela going to be a difficulty for Rav Sheshes? Right? Because Rav Sheshes says, not like Rav Chisda. So if we've got a brisa that says, like Rav Chisda, then Rav Sheshes, you're going to have to answer up this brisa. But we don't have anything. Okay? This, by the way, this is the end of the Gemara. This is it. This is all we have.
Went back again for about what we're eating?
No. So, that's it.
So what is end?
What's the halacha?
But I believe we decided there is doesn't make difference what you're eating, important who is left. If you left somebody
no.
or not.
No, no. Remember, we said that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's a minority opinion. But the Rabbana says, doesn't matter who's left behind. What matters is what you're eating.
It means we went back to the opinion about what is eating, not who is left.
I don't know.
But it's a completely different thing. What you're eating and what is people. There is no any idea to find compromise.
Compromise?
No, but because there is two different things.
There's no compromise. What's the halacha?
No, halacha.
Is the halacha that when what we can now remember, we have to have in mind the only reason we're bringing in this thing about whether people are left behind is to say that this is as sort of almost an excuse to explain why you don't need to make a new bracha. According to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says you never need to make a new bracha. Sorry. One second. Yeah. Rav Sheshes says you always need to make a new bracha. What's the only case when you don't need to make a bracha? When you leave people behind. That's it. Yeah, but Rav Sheshes says you always need to make a new bracha. Regardless of what you're eating. Rav Chisda says, depends what you're eating. That's our machlokes. That is it. We wanted to bring a brisa in support of Rav Chisda. Showing that, in support of Rav Sheshes, right? The support of Rav Sheshes was that we saw a case where you're sitting to eat and you don't need to make a new bracha. But the case was talking about you left people behind. So we won't say that's the reason why you don't need to make a new bracha. But if there was no one left behind, then you would need to make a new bracha, like Rav Sheshes. Meaning it doesn't distinguish between what you're eating. You always need to make a new bracha, unless you leave people behind. We said, no, that's minority opinion. But the majority opinion of the Rabbanon is you don't need to make a new bracha if you're in the middle of a meal. Okay? Is this clear? Let's oversimplify it now. Again, very simply, Rav Chisda says, it depends what you're eating. If you're in the middle of a meal, you don't need to make a bracha. If you're in the middle of a snack, you do need to make a bracha. Rav Sheshes says, you always need to make a bracha.
But what's
this? Rav Sheshes is going to say, now we can like add another little halacha. Rav Sheshes would say, the only time where you don't need to make a new bracha is when you leave friends behind. But regarding Hilchas brachas, the halachas of brachas about changing place, yeah, you know, you always need to make a new bracha. According to Rav Sheshes. We had a proof for Rav Sheshes. We shot that out of the water. Then we had a brisa which seemingly backed up Rav Chisda, and we didn't shoot that out of the water. Okay? However, we still don't know what the halacha is.
But galacha, usually galacha comes from the discussion.
Yeah, but where's where's?
But where if there have completely different opinion, what is going to be galacha?
Okay, so we would have rules. Now, what would you say? What would you say? What would you say the halacha was? Is there anything from this that you would infer what the halacha is from what we've seen so far?
I believe it's because it's left or not, it's kind of minority. I believe it's most important what you're eating.
Okay, so you would say from the answer that Rav Chisda gave to the kasha, yeah, of the Brisa, right? From the answer that he gave by saying that that's Rabbi Yehuda, which is a minority, but the majority opinion is that you do need to make a bracha, regardless of whether people are left behind you. So you're saying normally from the answer to that, that is going to be a support for Rav Chisda, and that should be the halacha.
It looks okay.
I hear. You could also say, right, again, remember, there's a Brisa right at the end, which is actually in support of Rav Chisda. Another Brisa, right, the one which we just saw just now, Tanya Kvasi to Rav Chisda. There's a Brisa in support of Rav Chisda. People that were sitting, they were leaning to drink wine, and they left, they don't need to make a bracha. That's it. No qualification, no nothing. They never need to make any bracha, they're drinking wine. Didn't say specifically people were left behind. Right, we seemingly have also a Brisa in support of Rav Chisda.
What do you mean by this? There is no indication of whose opinion. This is only what is Brisa. It's
mean that Brisa is a stam.
It's not
just
related
a
to a specific not,
no
opinion.
Name no name Brisa, which should have some weightiness.
Like, no, but this is no name. It doesn't mean
no
anything.
Name. Yeah, it should
means
be.
Somebody said, but we don't know what his name.
Yeah, but it's but it should be. I mean, a Brisa is a strong support for. And you know, for this discussion, for an Amora, right? An Amora is a lower level. So if we've got a Brisa, a Tana, which is in support of what you're saying,
how you make difference between this Brisa and Rabbi Samson said? This is.
It didn't say. It does not say who said this.
If it says
it's Stam, which means without a name.
Is there is no
if
name?
If it says
it's Ms. Moore,
Stam, then it's then. A Stam Brisa is
it's not opinions, it's more kind of
general, yeah.
But
more general,
not,
general halacha.
But this is what idea, it's not because they don't know whose name, maybe it's because
nobody
remembers.
Stam Brisa is a general
Brisa,
which is Stam Brisa,
it's more general than a
there are official usually official rules that if you have a Stam Mishnah, then it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who Rabbi.
But we already heard from him.
Sorry?
We already heard from him.
Who?
Rabbi Yehuda.
No, but
this is
not the
same Rabbi Yehuda. This is not the same Rabbi Yehuda.
No, but we mentioned
Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda.
No, not.
Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Brisa might be someone else. But it's weighty. There's a Brisa that's in support of Rav Chisda. That's strong, right? So what I would seemingly say is that firstly, we answered up the kasha on Rav Chisda, and we answered up the kasha. How we answered up the kasha was we showed that the majority opinion is that you don't need to make a new bracha. It depends what you're eating. If you're in the middle of a meal, you don't need to make a bracha. That's a majority. Minority, Rabbi Yehuda, holds you do need to make a new bracha. Unless you left people behind. Right? But majority opinion is you don't need to make a new bracha. Number one. Number two, we actually have a brisa, not as an answer to a question, right? An answer to a question. As an actual brisa, an explicit brisa says that you don't need to make a bracha if you're eating a meal, if you're drinking wine. Yeah? So what I would say from this is halacha like Rav Chisda. Game over. Okay? Yeah? Yeah? Would you agree?
No, close. Logically close.
Would there be any reason, try this way, would there be any reason why you would think that the halacha should be like Rav Sheshes?
But everybody has reason. I don't know what is
they have a reason, but now in deciding the halacha, I don't mean what are you, which opinion do you align yourself more with? I mean halakhically, is there any reason why? Now remember, the only thing which we had in support of Rav Sheshes was we had a kasha on Rav Chisda. We had a kasha on Rav Chisda. And that kasha on Rav Chisda would actually be a support on Rav Sheshes. Then we went ahead and answered it.
I don't know, how may Galacha, if it's, this is one Rabbi Reshus, still probably is not, doesn't agree with Galacha. If it, when they discussed, they did not know about Galacha?
Says the Rosh. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, who was one of the great Ashkenazi Paiskim. He is one of the three pillars which Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Shulchan Aruch, uses to Paskin. The Rosh. So Rosh quotes Rav Ilfas. You know who Rav Ilfas was? Rav Ilfas was the Rif. You've heard of the Rif? The Rif was another great pillar of psak of halacha that also the Shulchan Aruch uses to define the halacha. He takes three opinions. He takes the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam, and whoever the majority is like, then he's going to follow those. Okay,
no, so we have based for different opinion. Watch what is
what's the majority? He's going to write
majority, or who is more, has more authority.
So he uses the most authoritative.
But if, for example, Rosh make opinion or not, this even Rosh can be minority or not.
Yeah. So he takes three: the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam.
So this is three.
If the Rosh is saying the same as the Rif, even though the Rambam says something else, you've got the two against one.
But if this is three most important, we still read opinion is not in another several guys.
So I think we discussed this when we started learning halakhic reasoning. We said basically that the rules that Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Shulchan Aruch uses, is that he's going to follow the majority if there are three opinions. However, if one of them abstains, yeah, and doesn't have an opinion, we've got a split pot, or there's only, you know, there's one opinion, but all of the other Rishonim are going like, you know, the other thing, then he would consider them. But in a general case, the general rule is he's going to follow the three. But these are the big pillars. Yeah, these are the big pillars.
Three.
Yes.
Okay.
The Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam. Yes. Okay, now the Rosh is going to quote the Rif over here. Kasev Rav Elfasel, says the Rif, the Ka'amri Rav Vusa, the Rif says, the rabbis said, Hilchasa, the halacha is Karav Sheshes, like Rav Sheshes.
Okay. He was,
now we're back to Rav
Rav Sheshes. Says the halacha is like Rav Sheshes. Why?
But is there one who mentioned about left of somebody left?
Again, remember, Rav Sheshes means that you always need to make a new bracha unless you leave someone behind, but you always need to make a new bracha even if you're in the middle of a bread meal and someone calls you to the door, you have to make a new bracha. You're in the middle of your wine meal, you have to make a new bracha unless you leave someone behind. The halacha is like Rav Sheshes, says the Rif.
This means if you go to another room, you need to say another bracha?
No.
Why?
Not if you go to another room.
No, but not, no, not
another house.
Another house.
Another house. You need to make a new bracha, even if you're in the middle of bread.
Even you, only if you're not going to go back.
If you're planning on coming back, you left. Doesn't matter. You have to make a new bracha.
But you said until you left somebody.
Unless you leave someone behind.
Okay, and this is what means you going to go back.
Not necessarily. I mean, I could just be going out to go and daven mincha and leave no one behind. Says Rav Sheshes, you have to make a new bracha. Unless someone was babysitting. Again, is it because there's someone here, or is it because my mind was to come back, or my mind was more fixed? We don't know. Yeah, but the rule is, according to Rav Sheshes, as soon as you leave the confines of that house, you have to make a new bracha. You have to make a new bracha, regardless. You have to make a new bracha, unless someone left by. Right? You always have to make a new bracha. Even if you ate meat, bread, even if you drank wine. This is Rav Sheshes. Says the Rif, Hilchasa ka Rav Sheshes. The halacha is like Rav Sheshes. Wow. Remember, we had a brisa in support of Rav Chisda. We answered up the question of Rav, yeah? The halacha is like Rav Sheshes. Why? Why?
But this is you read Galacha.
This is the Rosh. The Rosh is quoting Halacha. Kasav Rav Ilfus. Yeah. V'ka'amri Rav Usa say, the rabbis say, Hilchasa k'Rav Sheshes. The Halacha is like Rav Sheshes. Why? The Tanya Kavase. Because we had a Brisa in support of Rav Sheshes.
What's it is Brisa?
What Brisa was in support of Rav Sheshes? Remember, we had the Brisa was talking about the wine, and they left behind, and the qualification was, it's because they left people behind there. That's why they don't need to make a new bracha. But if they didn't leave anyone behind, they would have to make a new bracha. That is a brisa in support of Rav Sheshes, and a kash on Rav Chisda. What's the question? We answered it up, and we said that's the opinion of Rav Yehuda.
But
the majority opinion doesn't agree with that.
But Rabbi Yehuda was minority.
There's minority. That's how we answered it up. We had a brisa in support of Rav Sheshes. What do you mean? We had a brisa in support of Rav Sheshes, but then we went ahead and said, no, it's not. It's actually a brisa in support of Rav Chisda. Because that's a minority opinion. That's the point of Rabbi Yehuda. But the rabbis disagree with this. Okay? Says the Rif, Va'afal gav d'shnei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, even though Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answered it up and said, no, that's a minority opinion. He said, no, who was it? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Majority opinion holds this. Even though we had an answer to this brisa, we answered up. Loi samchinen ashinuya. We're not going to rely on an answer. What's an answer? When you've got an answer to a question, you're backed into a corner, you've got to grab at straws, you've got to find something, find some way of getting out of it. But it's not an answer that we can rely on. We're not going to rely on a simple answer. And in fact, even though we answered it up, and then we, according to the answer, it should switch around and be actually a support to Rav Chisda, but still we're going to say, no, an answer is disqualified. In deciding halacha, an answer to a kasha is disqualified. We have a brisa in support of Rav Sheshes, that's a halacha. Isn't this unbelievable? This is the Rosh quoting the Rif. We could see that it says in the Rif. Yeah, the Rif we have also here. This is how the Rif says. I'm just reading from the Rosh because it's, yeah. Now the Rosh is going to...
Why Rosh quoted Rif or not? Why? Quoting Rosh.
Okay. Now, the Rosh is a halacha. He's compiling the halacha. He's trying to show us what the halacha is. So, he wants to show us first the opinion of the Rif. Says the Rosh further. I'm sorry you don't have this in front of you. The Rashbam, Pasak, he paskins ke Rav Chisda. He paskins like Rav Chisda. Yeah, the Rif, he paskins like Rav Sheshes. Why? Because he has a brisa in support. Aye, there was a question, there was an answer, we answered that. Nah, an answer. Answer shmatza, we don't listen to the answer. But the Rashbam, however, paskins like Rav Chisda. Why? Mishum de Tanya Kavase. Because we had a brisa in support of him. Yeah? Remember, the last brisa that we saw, that was a brisa in support of Rav Chisda. V'nira kedvarv. And I don't know what this means. The Rashbam says, we paskin like Rav Chisda because there's a brisa like him, and it seems like his words. He seems to like sort of what he's saying. Okay. Says the Rosh himself. He's brought two opinions now. The Rif, paskins like Rav Sheshes, and the Rashbam, paskins like Rav Chisda. V'loya dana. And I don't know. I have no idea. Lama kosav Rav Elfus. Why the Rif wrote Loy samchinen ashenuya to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. I don't understand why the Rif wrote, or how he can say that we can't, we not, don't rely on an answer of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Now he answered and said, no, it's because that's minority opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, and I think, right? Rif said, we don't answer Shmanser, we're not relying on that. Says the Rav, what do you mean we're not relying on that? There is no answer that you could possibly find in a Gemara that is clearer than that answer. It's such a clear answer. It's not an answer you're backed up into a corner, you're clutching at straws. That's the greatest answer you can give. What do you mean? That brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, who's a minority opinion. But the majority opinion is not like that. What do you mean we're not going to rely on an answer? That's the best answer you could possibly give. Ein shenuya mevora megemara yoisa mizeh. There's no greater answer that you could possibly give in the Gemara. The cave on the matzah brisa, that seeing as he found a brisa to akiris Rebbe Yehuda, that akiris, this case of uprooting yourself, is Rebbe Yehuda, upaliga tanakama, and he is arguing on the Rabbanan, Vim Kane, therefore, this Brisa is the Rav Chisda Yechida. Yeah, shows that he's a Yechida, and minority opinion. Vamai Pasik Yechida. So why then are we going to paskin like the Yechida, like the minority opinion? V'aid, furthermore, the Tanya Kavase the Rav Chisda. That we actually have a brisa again in support of Rav Chisda.
Okay.
Okay.
But Rosh didn't understand the Rif.
So we have over here. We have over here a machlokas, right? We have over here a machlokas. Machlokas Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda. We have a machlokas and Rishonim as well. Yeah, we have a machlokas between the Rif and the Rashbam, and the Rosh sides with the Rashbam and completely, you know, disagrees with the Rif's opinion. Okay, so we are now one stage further, yeah, but still we are no closer to getting clarity on what the halach is. Okay, but yeah, we're getting a taste for what's going on here.
So we have Acharonim who are still arguing about.
We have. Well, these are Rishonim. These are Rishonim. We've seen the Rishonim so far. We've seen the Tanayim. Yeah, that's Rebbe Yehuda arguing on the. Yeah, we've seen Amorayim. That's Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda. Now we're seeing Rishonim, early Rishonim, the Rif and the Rashbam, and later Rishonim, the Rosh. Yeah, and we're gonna have to follow it through and see Achrenim. So next week we are going to. Next week is gonna be.
Okay.
Is Yontov. Next week is going to be Yontov. Next week is Yontov. If I don't know what the schedule is going to be like,
I'm not gonna
for classes.
Be here.
You're not going to be here.
There'll be a longer davening.
There's going to be longer davening. I don't know what the schedule is going to be like for classes, but we could maybe. Yeah, but we could maybe find some time.
Yontov is probably we can.
Until noontime,
we can find some time in the
sanctuary. It'll run until noon.
This yeah, it'll be long davening.
This is what is the Sunday? It's second day of
second day of Yom Tov. Yeah. So either depending on the schedule, we can see if there's time in the afternoon before Mincha, maybe, unless there's a class. unless the rabbi is giving a class. That's one option. Or
rabbi cancels his class.
I don't think he gives a class.
Doesn't give a class on Yom Tov. Okay, so if we're okay with that, I'll check with you.
Rabbi class is cancelled. Sure, schedule.
So we can see if that works for us, or alternatively maybe Monday after Shacharis. I don't know if what your schedules are.
Yeah, you can make. I don't know. This is maybe.
Let's see. But either way, we'll
cancel if after this.
But then it's going to be 2 weeks worth.
2 weeks.
2 weeks because the next week is also Sunday is Yom Tov.
Ah, this is kind of last day already.
Yeah.
It's been Motza Yom Tov.
No
problem.
Friday? No, Saturday.
Oh, no, you're right, you're right.
No,
it's not.
This is not 7 days.
Friday and Saturday, yeah.
I still won't be here. Won't
it's
be
8 days,
yet.
But it's going to be last day. Yeah.
Sunday's not Yom Tov.
You can next
Sunday is not Yom Tov.
Second Sunday is not Yom Tov.
Yeah, but I have Yahrzeit for my grandmother, so I'll still be there.
Stay another.